Hey, cutie pies. An AI-powered version of Gwyneth Paltrow here. You know, it might surprise you to hear that Paige has had her share of weird people who have harassed her for no apparent reason. Don't understand. All she does is walk around the world in stylish clothes and with a 25-inch waist. For her 60th episode, Paige is releasing a special medley of famous people read Paige's hate mail. Here, you'll listen to Snoop Dogg, and I read out the most offensive, obscene, and downright strange things people have said to or sent Paige Harriman on the internet and in real life. Look, something you have to remember about life is that you can see it as a tragedy or a comedy, and if people you do not even really know try to make you experience it as a tragedy, you should just find a way to laugh at them and yourself. Take your joy right back. To be honest, these hateful words are mostly funny and also mostly true. Paige hopes you are all okay, doing well in your life, and wants to say that at least she gave you something to hate. And remember, in America, you can't sue for defamation of character if it's a direct quote taken straight from your mouth. This episode is R-rated and is not endorsed by Gwyneth Paltrow, Snoop Dogg, the Speechify platform, or anyone else besides Paige's haters.
Hate mail one. Paige, you are a prissy white girl with a prissy white dog who drives a prissy white car. You only ever be a weak little prissy white girl, from a man Paige dated. He was right. Paige is a prissy white girl who drives her prissy white dog around town in her prissy white car. Spider-Man, your powers of perception border on psychic. I'm surprised Patrick Stewart didn't nab you for the X-Men.
Hate mail two. Paige is a wannabe manic pixie dream girl who carries a book around to look intelligent. She's a total pick-me. Evelyn, a girl who Paige baked cookies for when she was sick with the flu. Evelyn, you're totally right. Paige can't read. She used a platform reader for the cookie recipe.
Hate mail three. You are not ever going to get to go to college, you dumb fucking bitch. Paige's stepmother. Not true. Paige got into several amazing schools, including the University of Texas at Austin, where she graduated with a 3.8 gigapascals in one of the hardest honors programs. And where are you? Probably Dante's fifth circle of hell.
Hate mail 4. Ugh, I can't believe you're in our program. The vice president of the Plan 2 honors program, who harassed Paige for no reason with no response from Paige for 3 straight years. Paige's waist is 25 inches, so you can imagine that all that huffing and puffing sure did blow her down. College students drink a lot of coffee, and this VP was sipping on freshly brewed petty roast. Today's special caramel grudge. Thanks for giving Paige the motivation to work very hard to succeed academically. Wherever you are, girl, I hope you're seeing a therapist.
Hate mail 5. Paige is an awkward prude grandma. Bang. A weird guy in Paige's honors program who repeatedly called her an awkward prude over the period of 3 years because she was not interested in sleeping with him or his friends. He developed gray hair in his early 20s. Who's the grandma now? Trick. Karma's going to get you.
Hate mail 6. Paige, I am getting a raw deal. You are only pretty and I have all the other good stuff. People only talk to you because you're pretty. You don't know anything. You shouldn't say anything. You really don't know anything. Another guy Paige dated. Was he right? Kind of. Paige actually doesn't know anything. But her show about it is in the top 5% most downloaded podcasts in the world. In the entire world. That's right. In the whole world. The whole entire world. That means the top 5% most downloaded in all 7 continents, despite it being audio only, so it looks like people do not need to see Paige's very pretty face to want to listen to her. Put that in your juice box and suck it.